Hello, welcome to ManaCast. We have nothing to do with neither man nor cast. On today's show, we've got me, your host, Blackout Night Shadow. We've got Seth.
Fuck all of you.
We got Jada.
Bitch, I look like Goku.
We have Zane, or as he's known on YouTube, Man of Abridged.
I like drink.
And we got Ray.
I have no idea what the hell's going on.
Okay.
You'll get along just fine.
Yeah. Anyone got any projects? Upcoming
yes.
For videos?
Yes.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
It's a battle between Sonic and Wendy's. With Sonic characters for some odd reason. Battle to the death.
Nice.
Sounds very interesting. I will definitely love to see that.
Yeah.
I'll give you a little preview right now.
Yes.
Tell the computer rooms I love them.
Let me get a second.
Alright.
Is
that...
Yeah.
That was a great preview. I loved it.
Yeah, Zane, do you want to go? What are you doing?
Me? I am working on Generator X Abridged and Ben 10 Abridged Force. So, yeah.
Sounds cool. Do you want
very fun.
We're going to do a half-hour show. I need to pad something out.
Ah. I don't have a script yet.
This is a script, by the way.
I don't make videos.
I've got one. I'm like the only one here. I'm doing a new show on YouTube that should be coming within the next couple of weeks. The history of the Doctor. I'm going to take the history of each 11 of the Doctors and do a huge video about each of them.
Sounds very interesting. I love it. I love to see it.
Yeah, well, I got Seth doing the 4th Doctor and the 9th, was it?
Yeah.
I got Jaden here doing the 11th Doctor.
Bow ties are cool.
I have one of our resident members of the podcast, Symetra, doing the 10th Doctor. And the proper host of the show, Shifter Free, is doing the 5th Doctor.
I am no Doctor.
Yeah, and apologies, but I have no clue where Shifter is this week. So
I talked to him on Facebook. A few times.
Skype is not working for him for some odd reason.
You start with two Brits, three Americans.
Mm-hmm. So. Symmetra's not here, so we can't do the word of the day.
We still can.
Peanuts.
Yes. Word of the day.
Penis. I like that word.
Yeah,
very educational word.
Okay, I've got to move on to skit time, seeing as it's not the cap. Okay, the skit is you've all just found out that your lives are a reality TV show for another planet. And
yeah.
I don't know, I made that up off the top of my head. Just go with it.
That's it.
Huh?
Sounds like South Park.
Yeah,
it definitely is.
It definitely does.
I don't know, I made this off the top of my head just a second ago. Just go with it.
So we're actually in South Park.
Yes.
For instance,
well, it's about time. I mean, I've been only wishing for that, for how many birthdays? God.
15?
Yes. No, I've been wishing for that for 50.
It's funny, I've been wishing for it for 909 years.
Well, Shifter's been wishing for it for
over
1,000. Over
900. Okay.
Why is it feeling like I've just been transported into another reality?
I don't know, but we're 5 minutes in and we're almost halfway through this fucking script I have.
I think you are.
It feels like we're spazzing out here.
Yeah, we need more people.
Yeah.
Tell you what, we'll just do this a short. We'll just get through the script. Once it's done, we'll finish the whole thing.
Wow.
Pad it out with music.
Lots of music.
Yeah. Okay. Episode skit. Nobody could be bothered to do. Okay. Reviews, game news, and news.
Yep. Reviews, game news, and news.
Yeah,
whatever.
I have four news stories. And then I believe.
Well, about time.
I believe Jaden has a couple of games he wants to review.
I have a couple as well.
Yeah, that's it. Okay. So I have one about a Chinese teenager has sold his kidney just so he could buy an iPad 2.
Well, not just so. He got $3,000.
Just £2,000.
And you're also 2 weeks late on that.
Yeah, shut up. This website is... Yeah, he sold it because he wanted to... Because he wanted to buy the iPad. I don't know why.
Because he's a sad creature.
Yes. A Berlin shop has lured in half-naked customers with free clothes. What they did was they said they would give away a free outfit to the first 100 people who came to the store wearing just their underwear as a publicity stunt. And they also said they're planning new promotions for New York, Stockholm, London, Prague, Madrid of the same thing. So, Seth, if you see any half-naked people in London, just tell us.
Yes.
I don't go out of the house enough to see that.
What am I talking about? None of us keep the house.
Although I am doing work experience next week, so you never know.
You can talk about that if you want. I got a story about sisters settling a court case over an argument about the degree of a thermostat. And I got one about a Jewish court sentences a dog to death because it's apparently a ex-lawyer that's been reincarnated.
Well, there's a story about someone who tried to hire a hitman via Facebook.
Oh, yeah, to kill their baby daddy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To kill baby daddy.
To kill.
Yeah.
No, to kill my baby. I will pay someone a stack to kill my baby father.
Hmm. A snack, huh?
Stack, not snack.
Stack, a stack, okay. I want a snack, though.
So do I.
Yeah, snack.
I'm hungry.
Anyone else got any other news?
News? Not really, except, well, not really news. And...
The
lull
set up fucking around, people.
I got one
I got
thing
news.
Today.
Freaking Glenn Beck's leaving Fox News for good.
Thank fuck for that.
Yeah.
I don't watch the news.
My brother's talking in the background. Kitchen.
Well, tell him I said hi.
I have news. It's definitely Torchwood Miracle Day. The new season of Torchwood shall be airing literally the day after it's been shown in the US. But it will be starting the 8th of July.
I'm sorry, what? The Americans are getting it first.
We're showing in the UK after it's screened in the US.
I'm going to kill everything.
It's going to be premiering on the 8th of July in the US, so that should be the 9th of July over here in the UK.
Ah, Matt, we Americans are such douchebags.
Yeah.
Wait, we get something British first?
Yeah,
oh, British.
That doesn't make any sense.
It's
really
made in America. This one.
Yeah, we got Zelda first.
Oh, you lucky SOBs.
And Duke Nukem. Although that's...
Oh, come on.
And Pokemon Black and White.
Yes, but we got your Torchwood.
Technically, it was made in America this time.
Part in America, part in Wales.
Mm.
And we get Doctor Who back though first.
Oh, I got news.
Go ahead.
Yes, I am gonna be one of the beta testers for Call of Duty Elite.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
I didn't bother to sign up.
I mean, I don't play Call of Duty a lot, but I mean, go ahead, talk about it.
I I'm going to be one of the beta testers, but
they can't actually do it yet.
Right.
I have one piece of last news, unless Ray wants to say anything. Right.
Shine down your rays of rose.
Ray!
What? Sorry.
Have you got anything you want to say, or anything you want to say?
No, I don't really have anything I want to say.
I have one piece of news then from another host of the show, Meg, who isn't here this week. But next week, she shall be at Summer of Sonic, and she shall be interviewing a ton of people mixed in with the history of Sonic. So she'll be interviewing people who have made music. She'll be interviewing the producer and director of Sonic and the programmer of the original one, which is Takashi Itsuka and Yuji Naka. She'll interview both of them with a ton of other people next week.
Like game developers and...
Yeah, and artists on the Archie comic series and things like that.
Hmm. Okay. Someone copying me, or am I just hearing echoes?
Little echo, yeah. Jaden, game reviews. Go.
Alright, Zelda 3D. Remake. Good.
You are a bastard.
Master Sword.
I want that. You are a bastard.
Epic.
Did you get any gifts? Yes. Cause did you pre-order it?
Yes, I did.
What did you get for the pre-order?
Nothing really.
I heard it was just like a poster. That's it.
Yeah.
I mean, did you see what the Australians got? They got a special edition one where it comes with an ocarina.
Come on.
And it comes with sheet music on how to play stuff.
Wow.
And in green, they got one with limited. The pre-order gift was like some 3DS styluses, like Deku Nuts, and some other awesome stuff. And us in the US, we get a poster. Kind of sucks.
Oh yeah. So scared of breaking it that you won't let it bend. And I wrote 200 letters I will never send. Sometimes these cuts are so much deeper than they seem. You'd rather cover up. I'd rather let them be. So let me be, and I'll set you free. Oh yeah. I am in misery. There ain't nobody who can comfort me. Oh yeah. Why won't you answer me? The silence is slowly killing me. Oh yeah. Girl, you really got me bad. You really got me bad. Softy skin and how it mixes in with mine. The way it feels to be completely intertwined. Not that I didn't care, that I didn't know. It's not what I didn't feel, it's what I didn't show. So let me be, and I'll set you free. You
and if yes, let's take this. I don't know, it's got to be upwards of $90, I think. Anyway, anyone else got games to review?
Battlefield 3.
I got a couple.
Battlefield 3. I pre-ordered it. And I get a bunch of new stuff, like the old maps from Battlefield Bad Company 2. And I get some weapons and gamer pictures.
Seth?
Very excited.
Well, I've been playing quite a lot of the Magic the Gathering game on Xbox. Or PC, or PS3.
Yeah, I wanted to get that. That looked good.
Yeah, well, download the demo, see if you like it. If you do, then get it. Because the game as a whole is a lot of fun. The decks aren't brilliantly customizable, but they've added Arch Enemy, which adds a lot more playability than the last game. And it's just generally a good laugh.
Well, I've been looking at that, and I've been looking at the new Dungeons & Dragons one that came out for Xbox and PS3.
The new
one. That looks good as well.
Oh, the Dungeons Daggerfall or something.
Yeah, that's it. That looked pretty good as well. I did like the look of that. I've been playing a lot of DDO, which is Dungeons & Dragons Online, recently. It's like a huge multiplayer game online. Like, kind of like World of Warcraft, but Dungeons & Dragons. So you can say you can't compare an MMO without referencing Dungeons & Dragons, because World of Warcraft. Basically, that's what they did.
Well, you can. Because the other game I was going to review was City of Heroes, which I've been playing a reasonable amount of. No, Champions Online, even.
You know, I would give my opinion if I actually knew what those games were about.
Okay, here's one. Minecraft. Anyone played it?
Yes.
Duh.
I love Minecraft.
Has anyone on Earth not played it, I think would be a better question.
Yeah, has anyone not played it?
Ray, have you played it?
I played it.
Thank well, good.
Minorities.
You passed. You passed your first test. There we go. You passed your second test.
Yeah. Anyone built anything good recently in Minecraft?
No.
Really.
I'm assuming you're going to talk about your Netherrack tower.
I built a huge town around my original building, but yeah, I got 3 temples. I'm going to make a 4th. I got an earth one, which is just made out of stone. That's my general watchtower. On a giant hill nearby, I have my Netherrack one, which is fire. I have one built out of glass in the sea with water coming down it for the water one. And I still have to figure out how I'm going to make air.
Make it out of cotton wool and have it float.
Well, now you're talking about wool. I did make something today that took a while. I have just a spare building randomly sitting here. In my town, I got a blacksmith, I have a general store, my guard tower, I got a church, and I built another house. I didn't know what it was going to be for, and I've been using it currently to cultivate and grow cactus.
Right.
I was originally using it as a barn, but I'm using it to grow cactus, and the cactus I've been cooking, making dye. I've been going around my world, killing sheep, getting white wool, dyeing it green, and just on top of this building,
murderer.
I built a giant creeper statue.
A giant
murderer.
Penis.
No. And then on top of the general store, I started to build a TARDIS.
That's what creepers are. They look like peni.
Eh.
So true.
Mm-hmm.
I got a question. What is your definition of good? Like, how do you define good? Because you said, has anyone made anything good? What is your definition of good?
Anything at all.
Yes.
Anything at all.
That can pad the podcast.
Yes. We have 8 minutes, and I still have to get through me ending this stuff and someone doing a sections. Yeah, pad it out.
Okay. Okay, well, I recently built a, like, tunnel, which was glass, made of glass, and then, made of two layers of glass, and in between the two layers of glass is lava, and it's underwater.
Good question.
That's
I
my
problem. Race spawn rates in wolves. Within the game, because recently I've not seen wolves before in my game at all. Until I decided I'm going to go down tunneling, and this was like a month ago, I found one wolf. And recently, I've just been finding more and more next to my town.
I found them on the grass outside my giant fortress of evil.
I found two or three just randomly down by my well in my town. And it's really weird. They keep spawning, but because I play on peaceful when I build it, I don't have... bone, so I can't tame them. And so I've had to either trap them or I've had to kill them.
I turned creatures on just to get bones to attract them.
That's what I've been doing. I have a little hill next to my general store, so I built a glass shelter above that. So I can stand in there, I've got holes in it so I can shoot stuff. And then I've just been waiting till day, waiting for them to burn, but there's no bones. I keep finding arrows, but no bones.
Oh, sucks to be you.
Yeah. Okay. I gotta think of something for this section.
The only thing cool I built was a giant roller coaster.
That sounds cool.
Well, you can now get powered rail, so that would have been a lot easier recently.
Yeah, having an I had a mod on, I had mine edit before the 1.6 update. So I have 64 rail and 64 powered rail just sitting in a chest somewhere.
Well, fire
anyway,
those babies up.
I need to pad this out, so it's going to be Jaden's joke.
I have a joke?
Yes.
Yeah, the joke.
Out. This is a new section. Just do it.
Well, we can't really think of anything on the spot, so.
You have failed us.
Yes.
Nah, it's alright. Sure, it's not that big of a deal.
Women. Hey, how about women's rights, y'all?
But,
what do you deal with that?
It's women's rights.
You can't explain that.
Guys, I got a joke. It's Jaden. Yeah.
Boom.
Yes.
I don't teach.
No, we are not going to that level.
You know, I find the term AIDS a bit ironic. Because it doesn't aid anyone.
Oh, thank you. Shifter for a joke in. Joke's different rights. Punchline women rights.
Wait,
I don't get it.
How about the French?
I didn't even know he was online.
Yeah, he's just off. He's on hidden like me. But yeah, yes, the French are a joke. Well done, Seth. Okay, I gotta wrap this up. So, pretty much, it's goodbye from me. Goodbye from you guys, right?
Sure, why not?
So long, well, I need to say good night.
I swear to God, if you sing that, I will murder you. Unless Shifter wants to come in for the last couple of seconds. Which
yeah.
Ask him.
So, hey, Shifter's there.
If not, I will just end the show. Oh, he can't. Okay. In which case, I bid adieu to all of our manites or mana minions, whatever shift throughout the world. I don't know. I refer to them as manites. Shift refers to them as mana minions. Jaden, I don't know what you refer to them as. But to all our listeners and to our manites, mana minions,
whatever.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to go with this term, pretty much. If you like me more than Shifter, you call yourselves Manite. If you like Shifter more than me, you call yourself Mana Minions. Let's just go.
And if you like me more than any of them, just call them whatever.
Yeah. But anyway, goodbye, and we're not going to be updating for a while. We're going to go on to a show hiatus. So I hope you guys join us back for season 2 of ManaCast.
Wait.
Whenever the fuck
we were supposed to do a cliffhanger.
Ended it like this. I don't care about a cliffhanger. You're not distracting me. You're just padding out the podcast more.
Yeah. If you want news, join the Facebook group.
Yeah, but from all of us here, goodbye, and we'll see you in like 2 months.
White power.
Yeah.
2 months sucks.
After season 2, we won't suck as much.
Yes, we will.
Yeah. You can cut it there, sir.
Oh no.
Yo. Oh no, you didn't. Sucker tried to play me, but you never paid me, never. Oh no, you didn't. Payback is a coming, you will be running forever. Oh no, you didn't. Until I get my vengeance, I will never end this mayhem. Oh no, you didn't. I'm a mercenary, you ain't got a prayer, you owe me. Oh no, you didn't.